You ever feel like tearing something up? Well, today, heaven's come to tear you up. Are you ready? Woo! He's a mighty God. That's right. God's a tearing up kind of God. And Deuteronomy chapter 10, it says, He is the God of God and the Lord of lords and a terrible God. That means He's dreadful. He's mighty. He's fearful. He's downright ugly. Whoo, heaven's come in the house tonight. Right now it's here. And Jeremiah, he said, God is terrible and my enemies will fail. They will fail. He's dreadful and fearful. This is not Reverend Mao's book. This is the Good Speed translation. How many know what the red book was? I guess you got to grow up then. Mark chapter 1 verse 9. It was in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit coming down. God wants to tear up some things in your life this morning. He wants to come in like lightning tears through the dark skies and enlighten you and enlighten you and give you help and strength today. Oh my God, it's a heaven tearing up thing today. In 1 John chapter 3, one of my favorite verses. How many of you face things? I'm sitting there praying in worship. The Lord whispers in my heart, He said, not long ago, tragedy struck. Men and women around the globe have declared there's darkness, there's fear, and there's want in the land. But God, He said, listen to the voices crying in the wilderness. Those preachers, those men and women that are saying that God is terrible, that He is almighty, and if we would repent and call upon Him, He would deliver us. He would rip from our souls the things that hinder us and chain us. He would tear from our bodies the diseases that strike us and hold us down. Oh, He'd vanquish, as He vanquishes a foe in noonday, the fears in our minds that would hold us down. He's God Almighty and there's none like Him. He's a great and terrible God. And when He comes forth, it as though 1,000 chariots thunder from the west. Yea, they come from the east and they crush all those that oppose a mighty and terrible God. Woo! He's a mighty God. You say, oh, preacher, now you're wound up. Now you're messed up. You bet I'm messed up. My life has been torn up, messed up. Everything in it I thought was good and good was tore down and broke down and destroyed. Jesus came for that very purpose. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. What a powerful verse. What a powerful, powerful verse. He says in 1 John 3, right? Got to remember where you're at. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. Can I get an amen? A liar, a cheat, a thief. Every time he presents to you a situation, he's lying. And every time he's lying, he's dying. And every time you recognize he's dying, his power is lessened in your life. He said he sinned for the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. John is going to tell us why Jesus came. John is going to pull back that veil. Why did Jesus come? What did He accomplish? Look at the mess the world's in. John's going to tell you why right now. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He was declared. It was opened that He might destroy the works of the devil. That's right. They missed a good shot. Amen there. Jesus Christ came to undo, to unravel, to destroy, to knock the stuffing out of the devil. Woo, glory, He just knocked the stuffing out. He's so mighty and so powerful. Every chance he gets, he comes and goes, let me knock a little stuffing out. Every chance, he comes riding along and he says, let me knock some stuffing out. Let me take some of that stuffing out. Because I see all through our lives, every day, every moment we've been born, the devil's been trying to stuff us with stuff. The devil's been trying to stuff us with stuff. With lies and threats, with fear and agony, with sickness, with disease. God says, I've come to unstuff it. I've come to take it out. Whoo! I said, Lord God, what am I doing preaching sermons like this? I need them. I need these sermons. I need to be unstuffed. All right, that's enough of that. I need to have the lightnings of God tear through my darkness and enlighten me and give me power and strength I know nothing of. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you, there's an interesting word there I've been talking about a little bit. It's the destroy. He might destroy the works of the devil. I want to, that word is interesting because look over in Matthew 16, 19. I want you to see this. This is really good. Let's see. You know the scripture there, Matthew 16. Because we're all word faith people. We know the scriptures. Matthew 16. We know the theme in Matthew 16, don't we? Of course we do. Of course, if I ask you what time Friends comes on, I bet you I get 10 people to yell what time it is, what day it is. What time? What time? Roswell, that's when. What time does that come on? Oh, how many know what time that come on? Don't tell me. Don't raise your hand. But you all know your Bible more than you know your TV guide. I know you do because the Lord's working in your heart. Matthew 16, that's where Jesus comes and he says to his disciples, who do men say I am? And they give him all these strange things. You know, you're great, you're a prophet, you're this, you're that, and all these things. He said, well, who do you say I am? And Peter, he says this, blessed... Peter says, Simon answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he goes on to bless Peter. And he says, for flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you. My Father in heaven has given it to you. And also I say to you, Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Boy, that is such a good scripture. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There's that word destroy. There's that word undo. There's that word pull the stuffing out. There's that word unravel. It's called whatever you loose is loosed in heaven. Whatever is tore up in heaven can be tore up in your life. I tell you, there's no sickness in heaven. It's tore up. I tell you, there's no diseases in heaven. They're tore up. I tell you, there's no lying and cheating. There's no running around, no fornication. It's tore up. And if it's tore up in heaven, then it can be tore up in your life. There's no fear in heaven. It's tore up. Hoo-wee! He's come to tear us up. Heaven is tearing things up this morning. Hope you're paying attention. Jesus is the original demolition man. Hallelujah. You know, if they had a demolition derby, that's a figure eight, you know, type of race where they bang each other up. If there was a demolition derby, he is the demolition derby king. He is the champion. He stands on the podium with the big wreath. He is the great destroyer. Whoo! He got in his car, aka his body. And he came here to earth and he began to dismantle, destroy, undo, loosen, tear apart the kingdom of God. And he's my Lord. Think of that for a moment. No wonder I'm all messed up, fired up, and turned on and sold out and never going to quit. Glory! Look at this here. In John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, we have the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda where he's been laying there waiting for somebody to stir the waters. Jesus comes along. Nothing like the Jesus in the pictures we see. Blessed are those that don't fight back. Blessed are those that lay down on the track. Blessed are those... No, Jesus comes along, his head is up, for he's the Son of God. He's the man of the hour with the power. He comes along, and he asks that guy, he says, can I tear up your life? He looks at him and says, Much like we look at Jesus when he asks us, well, you don't understand, Demolition Man. I can't get to where I need to be. I don't have the resources to do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not able. People have dropped me off. People have set me aside. People have kicked, curved me right, just like that. Jesus said, he said, now come on. Do you want to? The demolition man was there at the pool of Bethesda, ready to break down, destroy, undo the works of the devil in that man's life. Hallelujah. I want you to understand something right here. Now, I know that if I yield my flesh, I'm going to get a work of the devil, you know. Doesn't mean the devil is all the big powerful thing. But you got to understand, the devil is working directly or indirectly because of the fall of man. He's either working directly with sickness and disease or fear or sin or sorrow or heartbreak in your life, or he's back here behind the curtain going, I got you this time, didn't I? I made you look at him. I made you look at her. I made you fall for that. Directly or indirectly, the devil has destroyed this man's life at Bethesda, and Jesus says, I'm come to tear you up. Heaven has come down. You know, in John, you don't have my notes. I got them right here. I don't know where I'm going. But this is really good. John chapter 1. Oh, man, I am so on fire. Glory to God. Let's see. We got to find it now because it just came to my mind. Take 2 seconds. Ah. See, heaven has come down. Remember, we've kind of been keying on that word loose, destroy, unstuff. It to unravel, to pull back. Verse 18, John, big John, chapter 1, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. That's our problem. We need to see God. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That means he has unraveled him. He has tore open the heavens so we could see the Father in his love. He has come down and broke the box that has held us so we could see the Father. He's opened up the windows of heaven so we could see the Father. No longer do we got to stand outside and go, oh, Father. Jesus came and smashed the windows down and said, come on in, it's open for you. That's what Jesus has come to do. He's the demolition man. Look in Mark chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. He meets some people, you know, and he says to them, come, let me tear up your life. That's when he calls his disciples, says, follow me, and I will make you. Follow me, and I will make you. Follow me, and I will make you. Not your education, not your position, not your calling, not your house, not your wealth, not your cars, not your clothing. He said, follow me and I will make you. That means he's going to have to tear some things up. That means he's going to have to unravel some weaving of your life. And he's the one that can do it. He can tear, he can rip, he can shred, and bam! Looks like you were never touched. Because he's a master surgeon. He can go in and all of a sudden you, well, I feel different. Well, I'm learning something new today. Well, Lordy, Lordy, bless your soul. He's a good God. He comes to the man at the pool of Bethesda as a healing person, to demolish sickness. He comes to those gentlemen there by the water and he says, come, I'll give you new direction. Follow me and I'll make you. Luke 5, 1 through 11. We get our scripture from there. Pastor's been talking about it. He says, I'll make you fisher of men. He's preaching. He has to launch out in a boat because the crowd's so big. And he says to him when he's done preaching, I like God. You never serve God and think he's not going to know it. You never give all to God. Don't think he's taking it down in a notebook somewhere. You can't come here in the wee hours of the morning and pray. You can't serve over there in the children's ministry unnoticed for years, decades. And God hasn't noticed it and written it down. He's been in your boat. You've pushed out for him. And he says now to these disciples, let down your nets. Peter, you know what he says? He says, Master, We've been doing this all night. I mean, Master, you know what Peter's doing? He's showing his inability. Jesus came, heaven came to tear apart your inabilities. He said, you tarry in Jerusalem until the Spirit comes upon you, for He will make you witnesses of men. Or in other words, He will furnish you and give you the ability to set aside everything in your life and be a heaven terror upper too. Glory to be a demolition man or woman. Luke 19, 1 through 10. These are just examples of the original demolition man, you understand. There we find the story of Zacchaeus, a short man, it said. And he heard Jesus was coming, so he climbs up in a tree and he's looking. He said, I want to check this Jesus out. I've heard so much about him. In fact, some of his friends, tax collectors and publicans, have converted. What would make those rich, lusty, money-grabbing, fornicating tax people, in the Bible they're talking them now, convert to loving, kind, giving, forgiving tax people? So Zacchaeus climbs up to see this person that's doing this. Jesus sees him in the tree, and he says to him, make haste, come down, today is salvation come to your house. He said, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house, and I'm coming with a sword, and I'm going to slice, and I'm going to dice, and I'm going to make your family stronger and better than it ever was. I'm going to turn your children around. I'm going to turn your wife around. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to turn around your dog and cat too. Jesus is the original demolition man. He's not playing games, Rod. When He comes, He tears things up. I remember when I first got saved, I see these young Christians, they wanting to flirt with the world and flirt with the things of the ungodly. And I thought to myself, my Lord, I got saved. I got delivered. I got my heart torn up. And new seed was planted therein. And I became a man of God. Woo, not yet knowing the potential of the seed, just knowing I'm transformed. I don't want to do that. Why do they want to do that? I couldn't figure that out. And honest with you, I still can't figure that out. So Jesus, He came with a heaven-tearing up gospel, you know. Heaven's tearing things up, and it's still doing it today. You ask yourselves, how can I get tore up like that? Glad you asked. The first thing you got to do is you got to present yourself to God. You got to present yourself to God. Well, I just want God to come in a revival meeting and drag me out, call me out. Ooh, I'm waiting for God to call me out. No, you got to climb up in the tree and say, where are you, Jesus? Huh? You got to get on the side of the road and say, Son of David, have mercy on me. And you know, Jesus speaks every language, so if you're on the side of the road saying, oh, help me, He hears it. If you're in your bedroom in the dark, in the night, laying on your floor by your bed, and you say, God, I need changes. Better watch that prayer. Better watch that prayer. Before you know it, your night will be turned to light, and He'll tear things up to get you on the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory unto God. The next thing you got to be, oh, but first, present yourself. Let me finish that. 2 Chronicles 38. It said, I forgot that. Hezekiah told the people when they were reading the word, he said, don't be stiff-necked, but yield. 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 That means pull back and let someone else take the reins. That means come alongside and take their hand, if you look up the word. To come side by side. Yield. Present yourself. The second thing is to be persistent. Do not quit. There was a woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, 24 through 34. She heard about Jesus. She set her heart like flint and said, I'm going to get it. And she came in behind the press. She didn't just drive her nice car to the church parking lot and hope it was easy to get here and she ain't going to scratch up her heels when she's walking on the gravel. She pressed. She broke every rule to get to where she needed to be and to receive all that was due her, because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil in her life. Be persistent. Hebrews says you must endure in that God. And Hebrews 10:38 says He has no pleasure in a quitter. Oh, now, Pastor, you're being mean. He has no pleasure in a quitter. Every time I quit and let down because I was pressured from all these different angles, He was not pleased. But every time I stood in faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, if you're going to please God, you got to stand in faith and believe that He is. And the rewarder of who is diligent, seeking Him day and night. The last thing, boy, heaven, tear us up. You present yourself, you yield to God, you're persistent, you're not a quitter. And the last thing, you are a praiser. You praise the Lord continually. Out of your mouth comes His praises. Out of your heart comes His praises. Out of your soul comes His praises. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, I don't even know what scripture it is, okay? Therefore, By Him let us continually. This is not something that you do all alone. This is not something heaven does in your heart all alone. It's kind of like a marriage, eh? It's a great mystery. I could see, I'm going to be the greatest husband in the world. Well, let me check on you in 6 months. Better yet, let me ask your greatest wife in the world. See how you're doing. You need help. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Another translation says, confessing unto His name. Confessing what? Philemon says, acknowledge every good thing in you from Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. Greater is He that's in me. I'm rich and not poor. I'm healthy and not sick. These are in me. The kingdom of God dwells in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's so good. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for heaven. Thank you for its glory. Thank you for its power. That is watching the cast. I want you to stand up right now. I want you to prepare your heart right now, for the lightnings of God are going to come tearing through your darkness, tearing through your fear, tearing through your life, and going to destroy every work of the devil, every work of cancer, every work of disease, every work of drugs, every work of lying and cheating. Prepare yourself now in the name of Jesus. Strike them, Father! Thank you, Father. Everybody in this congregation, praise the Lord, for He is tearing into their homes and their lives. Hallelujah! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You want more information about what you just heard? Use the telephone. Call us. We'll send it to you. Glory to God. I like God, don't you? I like God. He's full of life and He's promised me every bit of it. Hallelujah. It's mine from the start to the finish. He's the author thereof. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So what I want to do right now, I want this congregation to stand up. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Look here. Something tried to slip away. Something tried to slip away from God this morning. Something tried to slip away, but I guess it didn't make it, didn't it? God's got His eye on every bit of this service. God has eye on your heart completely, totally, thoroughly. He sees down into the deepest parts. He sees down into the hidden parts. Finish tearing that up. He knows you from head to tail. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Now, what I want this congregation to do, if you're in here and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need a tearing. You need a ripping apart, for you are stuck in the world and you can't figure out why you're not going anywhere, why you're overcome by fear, why these things are happening. I'll tell you today, it's because you don't know Jesus as your Lord. I'll tell you, Jesus comes in the love of the Father with all the power of heaven to set you free from anything you face. He can start the process today at renovating your heart and making you free. It's not where you go to church. It's not who you know in this world. It's not what Bible school you attended, what college you graduated from. It's when you know Jesus Christ, the change begins in your life. And if you want change in your life and you don't know Christ, I want you to get out of your seat right now and get yourself up here. Just get up here right now. Come up here amongst this torn up stuff and throw your life down here and let God help you today. So come on. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I want you to come down here right now. Thank you, Father. I also ask that if you've known Jesus Christ, He was your bosom buddy, He was your pal, but things come in your life, situations came into your life, people came into your life and began to weave in you, began to make a fabric in your life of failure, causing you to backslide, causing you to set aside your love and your faith in God. I tell you today, the demolition man's in the house. He's ready to destroy every work of the devil, every work of the flesh. You say, yeah, but I like this lifestyle. You're lying to me. You wouldn't be here today if you liked it. You'd be out there doing it. What you like, you do. Oh, I do it. Yeah, in the closet. Hiding. Sneaking around. So your sisters and brothers don't see you. You don't like it. Face up to the fact. Get on down here and repent. You don't know Jesus? Get down here and get born again. You're backslidden. And if you're a Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to play around. Get down here and let's repent. Now, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your mercy's good. You say, oh, I don't know. I don't want to go down there where that preacher is. He might tear me up or something. No, I'm not the one. I'm not the one. I just come to give you the message. I just come to open up a way. I just come to invite you. Come on. Beg you. Come on. Plead with you. Come on. And so the last invitation I want to put out is that if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost and power, and there are you that sit out there, you don't speak in tongues, you know nothing about being furnished with the power of heaven to do the things in your life you need to do, you need to respond right now and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now get up here. Don't sit back there and go, I wish someone would come with me. I wish someone would walk with me. I wish I could do it. I'm afraid of my friends. I'm afraid of my loved ones. Forget all that. That's garbage in your life. Garbage thinking. God wants to empty the garbage and get you filled with the Holy Ghost today. So respond up here if you don't know the Holy Spirit in His power and speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. I love God. Come on, I know you're there. I know you're there. Some of you young people don't have a clue what I'm talking about. You need to respond. You need to quit playing games. That's young people. You know, they're probably about 45-year-old young people just like that. Sitting in this congregation playing games, sitting twiddling their thumbs, wishing, oh, I wish heaven would come and tear me up. It ain't coming until you present yourself and be persistent. Hallelujah. Look at there. There's a man coming forth. Hallelujah. Takes a man to do these things, not a weenie. Whew. Takes men to die. Any baby can... Takes a woman to die. Any little girl can whine in a corner. Come on now, I'm not done with you. Oh, I'm sounding all big and mean, aren't I? So what? Come on. Get down here, respond to this. Don't say, well, I'll wait until I get home. I'll wait until I get a friend to help me. Forget it. There's no friend but Jesus. Jesus. He's come to help you today. Come on, make your way right now, right quick. Lord, where are the Zacchaeus that will climb the tree and say, Lord, I'm looking for you. Come on. All right. Let's pray right here. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to anoint this personal worker with the word of wisdom and power to touch this man's life. For he has made a step up. He has made a step to higher things than he has been before. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Woo! I got a woman of power up here. Praise the Lord. I need a personal worker over here. He's a good God, honey. Believe me. He does good things. Father, I pray for this one also. Anoint this personal worker. Let that anointing come on her. And let them know that Jesus is at work in the midst of her life, helping her, tearing out all the things that she's afraid of. Thank you, Lord. Fear, you go from her. You leave her life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. Just go wherever they want you to go.